of things do you do in your live show?
I'm basically talking about myself. And, you know, you leave the show knowing me more instead of the character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what I liked about Sam Kennison and Richard Pryor, was the fact that they talked about their life experiences and then trying to relate them with, you know, the people in the audience as far as them experiencing those same things. And just not trying to, you know, be like I think Dice, you know, Andrew kind of went the wrong way. You know, 'cause he started to scrape off his character.
Uh-huh.
And then it didn't work for him. And then he went back to Dice.
Well, he actually, when he got that sitcom job,
yeah, I know.
They kind of cleaned him up.
Yeah, but the thing was, the show wasn't right for him. But that doesn't mean he wasn't going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was going in the right direction. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, see, but it didn't work for him, though. So he decided that the old way worked, might as well go back to it.
Well, I guess. I mean, that's, you know. But Andrew's a really good actor, and I think he's got more than that character.
See, I liked Ford Fairlane. I guess one of those minority people who like those kind of films.
Right.
You know? Yeah. What kind of films are you working on now?
I have a little independent movie coming out on Showtime. That was like my first art film, kind of, and it's basically totally different than anything I've ever done. It's a little romantic comedy with Janine Turner, and it's got Ned Beatty in it, and it's called The Curse of Inferno. And it's one of those, you know, it's me starting to make a departure into being more of a human, being more of a, you know, more dimensions than the one that everyone is so familiar with. And it's just going to take time.
How comfortable are you with this whole thing of doing interviews like this? I assume that your time is all slotted off. You have this interview to do, then you go to another station and do that one. Do you like this kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, it gives me a chance to, I guess, I don't know, just let people in about who I am. You know, it's similar to my comedy.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, letting people know that I'm here for forever, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people, when they see you, they think of the movies you've done, or they think of Totally Pauly on MTV.
Yeah.
What has been the most outrageous or the most strange thing that you've seen written about yourself in the tabloids or out in the media somewhere?
Let me think. Well, just the bad write-ups that I've gotten, you know, about, you know, Biodome or, you know, or Jury Duty, just horrendous write-ups are just really funny.
See,
I do this joke in my act where I say, Siskel and Heber, they don't give me just two thumbs down. You know, they give me like 20 fingers down, 20 toes, 2 penises, and 4 balls, you know?